We'll say together the psalm, Psalm 33, verses 12 to 22. Happy is the nation whose
Let us all pray. Wonderful, creative God, we praise you and are honoured to be in your presence. Thank you for our life and health that has enabled us to gather in your church today. On this sun-filled morning, we praise you for daily gifts. We ask your forgiveness for the wrongs we have done and pray that we will seek to right those wrongs today and in the days ahead. We ask your blessing on those whom we love, our family and friends, and for those who love and care about us. We ask your blessing on all who seek support and comfort as they come into the foyer. We thank you for the commitment of our staff and volunteers. Fill them and us with the Holy Spirit to further your work on earth. Bless us during this service as we spend time with you, remembering the great sacrifice you made for each one of us. Words can seem hollow, Lord, so we ask that you fill them with joy and love as we commit ourselves to you anew. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And now let us say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And now we sing our next hymn, By Faith We See the Hand of God.
Thank you.
Our first reading today is from Luke, and John Fisher is going to read it for us.
Luke chapter 12, beginning to read at verse 32. Riches in heaven. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell all your belongings and give the money to the poor. Provide for yourselves purses that don't wear out, and save your riches in heaven, where they will never decrease, because no thief can get to them, and no moth can destroy them. For your heart will always be where your riches are. Be ready for whatever comes, dressed for action and with your lamps lit, like servants who are waiting for their master to come back from a wedding feast. When he comes and knocks, they will open the door for him at once. How happy are those servants whose master finds them awake and ready when he returns. I tell you, he will take off his coat, ask them to sit down, and will wait on them. How happy are they if he finds them ready, even if he should come at midnight or even later. And you can be sure that if the owner of a house knew the time when the thief would come, he would not let the thief break into his house. And you too must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you are not expecting him.
And next we have a reading from Hebrews, and Christine Thompson will read that for us.
To have faith is to be sure of the things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. It was by their faith that people of ancient times won God's approval. It is by faith that we understand that the universe was created by God's word, so that what can be seen was made out of what cannot be seen. It was faith that made Abraham obey when God called him to go out to a country which God had promised to give him. He left his own country without knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as a foreigner in the country that God had promised him. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who received the same promise from God. For Abraham was waiting for the city which God has designed and built, the city with permanent foundation. It was faith that made Abraham able to become a father, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself could not have children. He trusted God to keep his promise. Though Abraham was practically dead, from this one man came as many descendants as there are stars in the sky, as many as the numberless grains of sand on the seashore. It was in faith that all these persons died. They did not receive the things God had promised, but from a long way off they saw them and welcomed them and admitted openly that they were foreigners and refugees on earth. Those who say such things make it clear that they are looking for a country of their own. They did not keep thinking about the country they had left. If they had, they would have had the chance to return. Instead, it was a better country they longed for, the heavenly country. And so God is not ashamed for them to call him their God, because he has prepared a city for them.
I'd like to be able to see all of you, so I'm going to stand, or more of you, so I'm going to kind of stand at an angle, and I can feel like I can talk to everybody. Hebrews 11 is a chapter all about faith, the faith of The people in the Old Testament who trusted in God and said, yes, we'll do it, and they didn't know, lots of them didn't see what the promise was, but they trusted in God. And that feels a bit distant to me. One of the things I do is keep a journal, okay? And in it, I write down what I'm feeling, what God's doing, things that have meant a lot to me. And yeah, it's full of pictures, it's full of wristbands from things I've been to, Bible notes, just all kinds of things. And yeah, I just write it. But when I look back in my journal and I read them back from time to time, I can see where God has been in my life, where I was and where I am now. It's something that I read back and I see my faith has grown. Just a thought that we don't have, that it's good to look back sometimes and see where you've come from. And that gives you the courage and the encouragement to move forward. Just a thought. Now, what we're going to do is, there are three different things that you can do this morning as a response to some of what we've heard from the Bible readings today, and maybe that God said. The first is about your treasure. Wherever your treasure is, there there's the desires of your heart will be. Outside on the tables there are uncoloured, undecorated treasure chests for you to colour in. It's quite important to put a heart inside the lid, and then where the blank space of inside is, what are your treasures? What is it that you treasure? What is that treasure? And then, if you'd like to, there's some discussion, or you can take part in discussion. You can break into groups, and I have a discussion for you. Four different Bible verses, all to do with treasure, but also to do, are you ready? You know, what are we asked to be ready for, and how do we get ready? And the questions are, what does it mean to be ready? What do you need to have ready? What do you need to pack? Do you need to pack anything? And then if neither of those things appeal to you, then suggest that towards the back, I've just written out the Bible verses that are in the discussion. If you'd like to sit quietly, reflect on anything this morning, just pray. The Bible verses are there to help you. So if you want to discuss, I say move forward a little bit. So there's a bit of quiet space at the back for those who just want to sit and think and ponder. And then if you'd like to do the treasure chest, that's outside. So now is your moment to move. Those are the Bible verses. Yes. So the discussion group notes are here. Discussion, anybody? Okay, there are people who'd like to discuss. I suggest you get into groups. And these questions are only a guideline. You can, might be something else has come to mind. It's to make you think.
So now we have our next hymn, which is As Servants Working an Estate.
Thank you. Let us pray. Creator God, present in our world today, we pray for sight to glimpse you in unexpected places, minds to grapple with your mysteries, hearts lifted up in worship, and lives turned upside down by your love and truth. Through Jesus, you tell us not to be afraid of what the future holds, not to worry about tomorrow, but you know how difficult we find it to heed your words. For we worry about many things, our families, our friends, our circumstances. Some are big worries, some are niggles. Big worries about the world we live in and its future existence as we continue to fail to address so many ecological problems. Big worries about the way people are treated as less than human, exploited, tortured, helpless, and abused. We come before you today with these worries and with confidence that we can lay them all at your feet. God of all time, you are preparing us for a future yet to be revealed. Teach us to be a people willing to travel in opinion and practice rather than be marooned in an island of uncertainty. As politicians meet, may they look for common ground on new horizons where the needs of those they serve are best met. As young and old search for identity in groups, alone, or in social media, may they recognize the value of difference and of interacting with one another. Heavenly Father, forgive us for the times when busyness crowds you out of our day and we are forced to carry on in our own strength. Help us to find those precious moments to spend time with you, to listen for your voice, to open the doors of our hearts and minds, to rejoice with you for the good times, and to feel your comforting presence when things are not going well. We bring these and our personal prayers in your name. Amen. We will now take our offering. Father God, we give in grateful thanksgiving for all that you have given us. In the upside-down world of the gospel, we know we should measure wealth not by what we have, but by what we can give away. May we give away generously to bless your church, your people, and the world around us. Amen.
So now we'll sing our last hymn, which is As the Deer Pants for the Water.
Thank you.
Let's say our closing prayer together. Lord Jesus, as Abraham went into the unknown, we go from here not knowing what will be around the next corner or what you may ask of us. May our faith be unshakable as we share and trust in your promises. May we remain watchful and ready for whatever you lead us to do. Amen. And now can we say the grace together, please? The grace.